Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, everyone. Before we get started with today's mini episode, we wanted to take a moment to reiterate that we are committed to anti-racism, both as individuals and in our communities, including the Forever 35 community. And we look forward to continuing to have these conversations on the podcast and on social media.
And we welcome your suggestions and feedback about these issues and how we can best address them. And also support Black people in this country. We have an ongoing list of anti-racism resources on our website, and we will also include the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening. Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email address is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And welcome and hello to anyone joining us from the Here For You podcast. Hello, listeners of Here For You. If you've never heard Forever 35, what you're going to hear today is going to sound pretty similar and familiar. It's us.
It is us, indeed.
We're switching things up a little bit here in the Forever 35 zone and adding an additional episode, an additional mini episode a week. So we will be publishing three things per week.
Yep. That's what's happening.
That's the plan. That's the plan
that
for
is
now.
The plan. Kate, how are you doing today?
Okay, well, I went on a journey today, Dori, because I did dip a toe into a spiral.
Oh.
And then I pulled the toe out.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to take a different perspective on it because there was an article in the LA Times recently about reopening schools under coronavirus guidelines in LA County. And when you read it, especially as an adult, it sounds incredibly drastic and devastating, and also just the fact that it could still be all remote is very kind of overwhelming. But then a friend reminded me about how resilient children are. And I was like, oh, right. Like, this is devastating to me, a grown up.
Mm.
But I think, you know, like kids, someone just kind of was like, let's give it the benefit of the doubt and see what happens and then go from there. And I was like, oh, you're right. Like, we don't know how this is going to go until it goes. And I wanted to spiral about this stuff. And then I was like, no, who knows? Who knows what things will be like in a few months? And we're just going to go for the ride. Just going to go for the ride.
That seems like a very healthy perspective to take.
Well, I do feel like in this time, it's very easy to like to read something. I mean, we've talked about this at length on kind of all our episodes, but it's very easy to read something in the news or hear something and then go on like a journey of panic about not just like your own life and your family's life, but how it affects all of humanity.
Mm.
When we don't know, we have no idea how this is all going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just helpful for me to kind of reset and like bring it back to the present. And calmly walk away.
That's great.
So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm in the walk away phase.
Okay.
Maybe I'll head back to the spiral. I don't know. But Dory, another like way more fun and trivial thing I'm into right now is that I just got a bunch of new skincare products.
Oh, hello.
From a company called Fat and the Moon. And they're based in Northern California. And I ordered them. They were having a sale like a month or so ago. And I was like, well, I've always wanted to try their deodorant. Mm-hmm. Why not? And then I just kept like click, 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 adding things to the cart as one does.
As one does, indeed.
You know, you go there for one thing and then you leave with 10 things is my experience in any shopping journey. So I ended up, I was like, I'm curious about this. I want to try their stuff. It's really kind of natural, herbalist formulated, as they say, products. And wow, I'm on day two of trying stuff out, and I have been very, very excited about all of it.
Oh, good. Is there anything in particular that was like a standout?
Well, their cream, their deodorant, which is kind of, it comes in a little jar, like a deodorant paste that you put on. I've heard it's kind of like a cult fave. Mm-hmm. So that's what brought me there. And that is really, really nice. But they have this product called All Cream, which is a moisturizer. And I'm obsessed with it. I'm like fully, fully obsessed. I've been using it on my face and Ooh. It just feels amazing. But then today I put it all over my whole body. And that also feels great. So I need more time. Like, you know, when you get a new product and like day one, you're like, woohoo. But then it's like dating like the first time. You know what I mean? Like when the honeymoon phase wears off, you have to see like if you're really in the relationship for the long haul. So right now I'm in the honeymoon phase with these mm-hmm, products. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that was a fun treat to get in the mail yesterday. Like I'd kind of forgotten I'd ordered them. And then I was like, it's like getting a present that I bought myself.
Totally. Well, and it's funny too, now in COVID times, like a lot of stuff is taking a really long time to ship. And so I find that like I kind of forget sometimes when I've ordered something, and then it is a fun surprise to receive in the mail.
Yeah, it's really it's a way to treat yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, even though your bank account is going to pay the price, but yeah, you know, if you can, treat yourself.
Exactly.
What have you been up to, Dory?
Well, Kate, as mentioned on last week's Forever 35 episode, I believe we recorded on the day I was going to be taking a Mahjong lesson. And listen, it's been 2 days since that lesson, and I love Mahjong. I'm obsessed with Mahjong.
You can't stop playing.
I can't stop playing Mahjong. I'm using an app called Real Mahjong that truly looks like it was designed in 1996 and was never updated. And I'm aware that there were not apps in 1996, but it looks like they just had, I don't know. It's very like old internet.
Is it free? A free app?
No. There is a trial, and then I believe it is $6.99 a month.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. That's expensive for an app.
Yeah. Well, you know,
are you in the paying phase of the relationship?
Here? I'm not. I'm still in the trial. But you can play against a computer or you can play against friends.
Can you play against strangers?
Yep. Or you can play against strangers.
Okay, cool.
So when you log on, it tells you how many games are going on at the same time. And like last night, there were like 7,000 games happening.
Wow, that's so cool.
So what I think has happened is a lot of people who have IRL Mahjong games are using this app to play with each other.
And play with the people they play with.
And play with
IRL,
the people
maybe?
They play with IRL. Yeah. So, wow. So I think in that sense, if it's replacing that, $6.99 a month is like not horrible, you know?
Totally. Yes.
And I'm hopeful that one day I will be able to play IRL, get those click clacky tiles going, you know?
Have you also played on Zoom with people?
So I'm going to be playing on Zoom this weekend with the people that I took the lesson with and the woman who taught us, because she's friends with one of my friends. I believe she's also a podcast listener. So, hey, Alyssa. Anyway, it's a great game. You really got to like use your brain. You have to like, you can't be doing something else while you're playing. It's all encompassing. There's strategy involved. There's luck. It's just really a fun game.
Oh, I'm glad. How long do you normally sit and play for?
Each game is probably 10 to 15 minutes long. And I find that I can usually play like three games before I'm like, oh, I need to take a break.
Okay.
Because it does like work your brain. I won't go into the details, but like you really need to be like paying attention closely to play. So you're working hard.
Yeah, your brain is going.
Yeah, your brain is going. So I'm wondering if anyone else out there plays. Anyone else out there in Forever 35 land, do you play Mahjong? I am.
And will you play Dory?
And will you play me on Real Mahjong? My username on there is Dorisha, which is my name and then the first three letters of my last name, which, fun fact, was my first email address.
Dorisha at
sas.upenn.edu. Yes.
Okay. Does that still work? Should I reach out to you there?
I don't think it still works, but you could try.
All right. Well, this is, you know, I feel like I would like to learn to play. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Great.
I don't want to tear our working relationship and friendship apart with a game competition.
Kate.
Or do I?
That would never happen.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Well, okay. I'll let Alyssa know that you want to learn.
I definitely would. That would be cool.
Okay. Great.
Let them know. Dory, should we hear from some listeners?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. We got an email because, on Forever 35, we have talked a lot about micellar water.
Oh, yes, we still have.
Don't pronounce it correctly. And we heard from a listener who really had a lot to say about the magic of micellar. Dear Kate and Dory, as I was applying mascara for the first time in April, I dropped the mascara wand onto the floor of my bedroom. Likely due to the loss of muscle memory during quarantine, there was now a black dime-sized spot on my light-colored carpet. I knew the pet stain remover I had would not be enough to remove this stain. While looking around the room, I spied a bottle of micellar water. Quickly, I doused the area with micellar water and dabbed up the excess with a washcloth. The stain was totally gone. One more wonder of micellar. My cellar, micellar. Well, look at that.
Wait, can I tell you what I have used micellar water for?
Oh my gosh. Yes, please.
When I'm painting by numbers, sometimes I get a little paint on my desk and
a
quick swipe of micellar water just takes care of it.
How did you go down that path? Like what was happening that you were like, oh, I got paint on my desk. I know what'll do it. The stuff I put on my face.
That's a really good question. I don't recall the exact thought process that happened.
But it happened.
But it happened.
And it works.
And it works. I just, you know, it's not oil-based paint. It's acrylic paint. So I knew I didn't need something like too abrasive. And I didn't want something too abrasive because I also didn't want to ruin my desk. So the micellar water turned out to be the perfect thing to remove the paint. So
that is fascinating. I don't know if that makes me more excited to use micellar water or like a little nervous.
Oh, interesting. Because it's so like, it's the power of micellar water.
Power. What's going on in there?
Look, I don't know.
All right, moving on. Dory, we received, this is one voicemail about this topic. I need the world to know we have received so many messages, DMs, emails, voicemails about this specific product that, Dory, we have to do some hands-on research. Or should I say some boobs-on research?
Some hands-on boobs-on research?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
All right. Here's the voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Patricia from Vancouver, Washington. I wanted to know if you've heard of a new product that is out on the market. I recently became aware that Sephora sells several different types of boob masks. Yes, you heard me right. Boob masks. Have you heard of them? Have you used them? I must know what you all think. They claim to help firm the girls, which is very intriguing to me. Please let me know. Have a great day. Love you guys.
So my initial reaction is one of skepticism. Although granted, 100%. That is my default reaction to most things.
That is.
But this sounds especially dubious to me. Or yeah, shall I say boobious?
Dory, god damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it. Boobious? Ugh.
You were saying?
I was saying, yes, I agree in that I feel like your breast firmness has to do with genetics, with age, with any surgical procedures you have had.
Whether you've breastfed.
Yes. I mean, there's so much. I have a very hard time believing a mask could firm up boobs. Now, I'm going to try it because we make this podcast, and why not?
Great.
Now, if I order you a boob mask, will you do it?
I will try it.
Okay.
I'll try it. I don't... Look, I feel like I know that we participate in the beauty industrial complex, but this in particular feels insidious to me.
Go on.
Just the idea of that, like, we have to worry about the firmness of our boobs. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, yes. Also, like, why should boobs be firm?
Right. Like, the whole thing just feels, I don't know. I don't love it.
I get it. I'm with you.
So.
But, I mean, I'm interested in trying it out so I can say it doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Now, Dory, what if I try it out and all of a sudden my boobs become like two little perky tangerines and I don't have to wear bras? Like, they're just like rock hard.
So you're saying, what if you get fake boobs and then you use a boob mask? That would be interesting.
I mean, I have never had firm breasts. Like, that doesn't even make that concept doesn't make sense to me. But again, I think it's so much of like genetics, you know,
right,
like
totally
what. But anyway, listener, I will try again. So many people have reached out to us asking about boob masks that we will do the experiment and we'll report back.
Yes, we definitely will.
But please remember, we are boobious. So don't forget that.
All right. On that note, should we take a short break?
Yes, BRB.
Okay.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose And then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
No.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right. We are B. And
all right.
Sorry, I'm out of control today. Someone stop me.
No, don't stop. You are really making me chuckle. Like, it's really, we are B. Oh my gosh. Okay. I love it.
Okay.
We're B.
We have a voicemail that is a response to a previous email that we received.
Hi, Kat and Dor. I am calling in regards to a caller that was on the mini app most recently. I actually had to pause the pod and respond. I really relate to the caller that called about wanting to start a family, but also doing their PhD program and worrying about how they were going to start dating and things like that. So I actually am also in the higher ed field, and I will emphasize that it is a lot of work. And on its darkest sides, it can be competitive and almost gaslighty. So I understand how it can be draining, even if you love it and are really pushed to do the PhD program. So I actually decided to become a single mother by choice and adopted a beautiful young boy from foster care. And I will tell you that because I was so kind of fulfilling my desires to be a mother, I felt like I started really thriving in all areas of my life, including my career and including putting myself out there to date. And I found that many future suitable partners were actually really okay with me having already started my little family. And so I became more of myself and more open to more opportunities. So I know that road is not for everyone, but I did want to encourage the listener if that is something that she is considering. And I may send you an email so she can reach out to me if she wants. But I now have a partner and we are looking to get married this year and continue to grow our family. And I cannot tell you how good of a decision that was for me. And thanks for so much for all that you do. I will miss here for you, but I'm glad to hear more upcoming episodes and just feel like both of you are my best friends and also all of the listeners. So take care. Bye-bye.
Aww.
That's such a great thank you for this.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that perspective.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. We have another, we have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was intrigued by this. A listener writes, hey there. A big part of a lot of people's wind down routine is a glass or multiple of wine. I wanted to know if you have any thoughts or ideas for those who are sober curious. Have you ever tried non-alcoholic mood boosters? Think the Kin Euphorics brand of drinks. What are your thoughts on CBD, THC, etc.? I would love an alternative to drinking as a way to relax and treat myself after a long day. I love the show. Hope this one hasn't been covered already. I'm working my way through the backlog of episodes. This has not been covered already.
No, it has not. Yeah.
Now, I will say my, well, one, I'm very down with sober curiosity. So that sounds great. I'm not personally familiar with Kin Euphorics. And I guess my question is like THC specifically in my brain, like that would interfere with sobriety. But I guess maybe you're just thinking, this listener is thinking specifically about not drinking alcohol, but still might partake in THC or a cannabis based drinking product.
Yeah. So there's actually a term for people like this.
Really?
Yes. Which is California sober.
Oh, I feel like, was this a New York Times episode?
There was a...
article. New York Times episode, oh God.
There was an article in Vice about it, and there was an article in The Cut about it. So I think it was the article in Vice that like brought the term into the mainstream, if you will. And this woman wrote about quitting everything except for weed and psychedelics.
Okay. Okay. I mean, listen, to each their own in terms of what they do and what you don't do. I think in terms of like non-alcoholic drinking, I know my husband, I mean, we both drink alcohol. I don't drink that much, but he, and nor does he, but he likes like the winding down experience of having a drink at night. And when he doesn't want that to be alcohol, he makes non-alcoholic cocktails with like bitters, like non-alcoholic botanical bitters, which I think is similar to this company Ritual Zero Proof that the listener had mentioned.
Oh, interesting.
So yeah. And so, and I also have friends who don't drink. And oftentimes when we go out, they get what's called shrubs, which are non-alcoholic cocktails, which are quite good. I've gotten them. Like I even got one at, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the name of the restaurant. It's the place where you get unlimited breadsticks. Why can't
Olive
I think
Garden?
Of it? Thank you. They had a very good non-alcoholic cocktail. I mean, like mocktails have been around forever, but I think the like deliciousness and the creativity is really transforming.
Yeah.
So I think that that makes sense and would be a great way to wind down. I would love to hear what other listeners do. What about you, Dory? Do you have any thoughts on this?
I don't wind down with a glass of wine or a drink because I find that it affects my sleep now that I'm
same
old. I mean, it probably affected my sleep when I was younger too, but I just didn't care. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. All of my suggestions are, I feel like very old lady.
What are they?
They're like
chamomile tea.
Yes, essentially. Like, have a cup of tea. Golden milk. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a turmeric golden milk.
Yes. Have a golden milk. Have a, like, there's, I used to drink a decaf chai latte with almond milk.
At night?
At night. Yeah. Like a decaf chai tea latte with almond milk. You can literally just heat up the almond milk in the microwave, brew some chai tea, and you have a chai tea latte.
That sounds delicious.
And it's really good. And you can sweeten it if you want. So that's another suggestion.
So I also like Four Sigmatic, which is they've advertised on our podcast. I don't believe they currently do, but they have like different kind of mushroom based drinks. They had like a mushroom based kind of like cacao nighttime drink that I really liked. I like winding, like if I'm going to drink something at night, I do like a small warm drink. Mm-hmm. Now my husband Anthony is weighing in and he says he just likes a club soda and bitters. And the non-alcoholic drink like spirits that he's tried is by Seed Lip Drinks.
Okay.
So Seed, we will keep experimenting drinks here at our house. Yes. But like even like a bubbly water with a little bit of like fresh fruit juice is very nice. So, but again, I would be interested in hearing what other people do for drinking alternatives to relax at the end of the day or just to like have something to do.
Yeah, totally.
Let us know. All right. Moving on, Dory. Would you like to read this email?
I would love to. Hi, Kat and Dor. I have to confess, I haven't really been able to listen to Forever 35 since the pandemic began. I can sometimes catch episodes of Here For You while washing my four-month-old baby's bottles in my kitchen in Jackson Heights, Queens. Otherwise, my four-year-old is talking my ear off, my husband is teaching eighth-grade math from our kitchen, and I'm fielding Instagram messages from my own high school students who need a sympathetic ear and are quarantined in their own apartments. Did I mention I'm actually on maternity leave? Twice today, I had conversations via text with people I am not close with, and they both told me to, quote, be kind to yourself, and I literally do not know how to do this. What does it mean, really? Is it about self-care? Is it about changing my inner monologue? I seriously need actionable steps. I can't really exercise consistently because who knows if the baby will sleep through the night. I can't really decompress by meditating or listening to a podcast or doing a craft because my four-year-old doesn't get the concept of independent time unless she's in the mood for it on her own terms. Sigh. Anyway, thank you for reading this and please be kind to yourself, whatever the hell that means. But you're both very wise, so I feel like you actually know what this means and how to do it.
Do we?
I feel like that is advice that we have given.
Yes, but like, are they hollow words?
Right. That is the question. I would argue no. I don't think they are hollow words. And I will tell you why. Because I think that very often we hear from listeners who are in a shame or guilt spiral. And when in those situations, when we say be kind to yourself, it's like, don't be so hard on yourself.
That's what I think it is too.
Give yourself some grace.
Oh, I like Dory. That's what it is. Give yourself some grace. That's mm-hmm. a beautiful way of putting it.
Thank you so much.
And in this instance, like in reading this listener's message, I think like the pressure we feel to sometimes implement these quote unquote self-care practices, just the thought of doing them and then the feeling of like regret or frustration that we're not becomes, it's worse than how we were feeling before.
Right.
You know, like, oh, I didn't meditate and like rub lotion all over myself today. Like, oh, and then you just feel like shit.
Yeah.
You have so much going on. You're on maternity leave with a 4 month old and a 4 year old. Your husband is in the next room teaching. You are still communicating with your students who need you. Like while you're in an apartment, that is incredibly high stress and challenging.
Yeah.
And just getting through each day is, I think, the only focus you need to worry about.
I agree with that.
And that is being kind to yourself and not putting pressure to do anything, quote unquote, kind, I think is like the greatest act of kindness you can give yourself.
Amen.
Was that just a lot of word garble?
No. I think that is really good advice. I think if there is something that you think will make you feel better, then do it. Maybe after your kids go to sleep, maybe it's watching TV. Maybe it's watching Real Housewives. Like, it doesn't have to be meditation. It doesn't have to be like doing yoga. It can be literally watching Real Housewives.
Yes, or a Vanderpump Rules marathon. Yes,
if that's what you're into, you know, I don't know, maybe you're into Below Deck.
So many people, maybe you're into 90 Day Fiancé. These are all shows I want to get into.
Me too.
I'm not into yet.
I know. I feel like with 90 Day Fiancé, not to go on too much of a tangent, but like there's such a backlog and I would feel like I need to start from episode one.
I know.
But it's like I've done daunting.
Some of the first season. Yeah, it's a lot. And there are so many like ins and outs of relationships and people. And yeah.
Right.
Well, we'll add that to the list.
We will. All right. Should we take another short break?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, so as Dory likes to say, we are B.
We are B. Okay, and we have another voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I have listened to you for over 35 for a long time. And also I'm an avid Here For You listener. I was just calling to, I guess, ask a question about like how you show up for your significant other, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, during quarantine. You know, we're spending all day together. That seems like a lot of time, but like, you know, I want a little bit of special time, and I don't know how to show up in that way. I guess just like making, you know, we've tried the date night thing and that's good, but I just want to show up in a special way. So I don't know. Any hints, tips, advice, be great. Thanks. Love the podcast. Thank you for everything you do.
A special way.
Do you have thoughts on this?
Well, one thing I'm doing for my husband's birthday coming up is I have ordered a North Carolina barbecue because he is from North Carolina and he loves North Carolina barbecue. And I thought this might be a special way to celebrate him. And perhaps that is something you could do for no reason, but just to kind of make an extra special evening for your partner. You could order them like their favorite food or their favorite local restaurant, or I used a website called Gold Belly, I think is what I used, where they have really kind of interesting iconic restaurants from all over the country or the United States where you can order from. I also ordered him some whoopie pies from Maine because he loves whoopie pies.
I want to do this for my husband.
Get him some lobster rolls from Massachusetts.
I can't say too much. He's walking out of the room.
Oh yes. Do not spoil it. But I think that could be fun. Something that resonates specifically for them.
Or
even cooking for them and making them something they love. Like once my husband, when I was vegetarian, he made me an all vegetarian meal for Valentine's Day. And that was really lovely.
Aww.
Yeah, especially because he's a meat eater. So like I knew it was a little bit out of his comfort zone. I think you can like plan special evenings at home that involve like extra nice touches, like curate a film that you both want to watch. I don't know. Also, like, was this listener insinuating like by showing I was showing up is a very vague term. In my humble opinion. So I was not clear on what they meant exactly.
Right. Like, is it doing something special for your partner or is it just sort of like being there for your partner in the broader sense?
Yeah. Or is it like a night of like erotic massage?
Oh, hello.
Hello. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think it can be whatever is specific to your relationship. And just the action of doing something, I think, is showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my two cents.
I like those two cents.
Well, thank you, Dory. Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. We have one more email before we wrap things up here. All right. A listener writes, "Hi, longtime listener. First time writing in. My husband and I moved across the country for work 3.5 years ago, leaving our closest friends and family on the other coast. We always knew this move would be temporary and originally planned to stay where we are now for 3 to 5 years. In the before, we had been starting to plan to move back at the beginning of next year, but are now considering moving our timeline up much sooner because of the pandemic. This way, we can go ahead and get back to our hometown in the next couple of months and be closer to our loved ones. Is this crazy? Are we making a rushed decision in a time of crisis? The way I see it, we can't really enjoy the big West Coast city we're in now for the rest of the time we've planned to be here anyway, and we'll save money in addition to being able to see friends and family once it becomes safe. Any thoughts or other considerations I may not have thought about would be so welcome."
Move.
Yeah, go for it. As long as you can do it safely,
yeah,
without like putting yourself or anyone else at risk, go for it.
Go for it.
What are you waiting for? Do it. Yeah. Do it. I mean, I know what you're like. Yeah, go. We say go.
We say go. That is our advice.
Like, that seems very straightforward, right?
Yeah.
Like, just do it.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. I think the current situation has made a lot of people who live far from family kind of reconsider things. I know a lot of, just anecdotally, I know a lot of people who are moving to be closer to family and who are moving now. So people are definitely doing this.
Yeah. Dory?
Yes, Kate.
We've come to the end of the road.
We have indeed. It's been a pleasure as always.
It has. And, you know, we want to end each of our new mini episodes with an activity or a word.
Yes.
And I think grace is a really wonderful word for us to land on at the end of this episode.
I agree, Kate.
Grace for yourself, grace for others.
Yes. Yes.
Lord knows we all need it.
Amen. Well, it was lovely chatting with you.
It was great to talk to you. Listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.